With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Wanting to buy the freshest, most ready-to-eat produce we can find. We all do it. But it's a battle the pear industry has been fighting for years because you typically need to take your pears home and let them ripen on the counter for a few days. Pear Bureau Northwest President Kevin Moffitt says it could be as easy as pear conditioning for more fruit, and that's something they're working on.
Well, I think one initiative that the industry has gotten behind pretty solidly this year, and retailers are getting behind more so as well, is conditioning pears with ethylene.
Moffitt says pear conditioning is becoming a more popular idea.
Last year, we added 7 new retailers to the conditioned pear program. And this season to date, we've added 7 more. So that brings us to 48 or 49 retailers now that are carrying conditioned pears, which I think is a very good thing because it can offer the consumer a very tasty piece of fruit in a shorter period of time.
So Moffitt says when it comes to delivering ready-to-eat pears, it makes perfect sense.
So they don't have to guess, you know, when the pear is ripe, because it's not necessarily ripe at the store level, but as soon as they get it home, you know, maybe that day for some people, because some people like them crunchier than others, the pears they purchase today, they want to eat within 1 to 3 days. So that provides that short period of time that it'll ripen and also gives it that sweet, juicy flavor that they want to have when they buy that pear.
Listen tomorrow for more on the need to expand the practice of pear conditioning with ethylene. Now, welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us again is Valent's Allison Wall. And Allison, let's continue talking about bitter pit in apples and how to control it.
Last week, we discussed what bitter pit is, a calcium deficiency in apples. So what can be done for trees that have exhibited bitter pit? Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet that can control it, but multiple cultural control tactics that can reduce it.
I would assume since it's a calcium deficiency, then one thing we could do probably is give the apples more calcium.
Yeah, several applications of calcium can help reduce stress on the trees by protecting the trunk from winter injury, pruning helps to control the excessive growth, and soil samples will help guide what nutrients might be out of whack. Reduce growing super large apples. Work by thinning apples to prevent alternate bearing cycles. Try to keep apples cool on hot days by overhead irrigation or sunburn materials.
Well, good stuff. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.